Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, August 18th. Good strong finish in the grains today after trading lower through the early morning. So we had November soybeans posting the biggest comeback there, rallying 18.5 cents off of earlier morning lows to finish down just a penny and a half at 10.14.5. Export sales this morning came in strong at 1.776 million metric tons with 178,000 in old crop and 1.598 million in the new crop. That was in the middle of expectations, which were strong, 1.2 million to 2.6 million. So the demand story is again continues in the beans, and we were able to rally back above the July 29th high after making lows at 996 earlier in the morning. Moving to the corn, we've got December finishing up 2.25 cents at 342. That's almost 6 cents off of lows earlier in the day. Export sales were strong with 167,400 in 15-16 and 1.043 million in 16-17 for a total of 1.21 million metric tons. That's versus estimates of between 850,000 and 1.5 million. There was a sale announced by the USDA this morning of 101,600 tons of corn to unknown for 16-17. And corn is holding now above the 10 and 20 day moving averages and possibly is carving out some type of bottom here. Moving to the wheat, we've got September finishing up a penny at 4.27. That's 7 cents off earlier lows. And the Kansas City SEP finishing up 2.75 at 4.21. That's 7.5 cents off their lows. So a good strong close there in the grains. That could have been partially supported by the continued break in the dollar. Right now the dollar is down 57 ticks at 94.12. Also, there was good strength in the crude oil today. Crude finishing up $1.36 a barrel at 48.15. We've got the stock market just up about 10 points, and we've got gold trading about $9 higher an ounce at $1,358 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.